There was once a time when the mountains that I live in were at the bottom of the ocean. With cosmic chaos and the forces of nature, the earth was thrust out of the ocean and made to stand tall. The resulting Klamasiski region is a biological treasure, a vast network of wildlands that is unparalleled in the rest of continental America. Stretch back 190 million years ago, two crustal plates, one under North America and one under the Pacific Ocean, began to collide and give birth to the rugged and jumbled mountains of Southwest Oregon and Northwest California. I can close my eyes and visualize a time long ago in these ancient lands. 30 million years ago, the Trinity River likely had a flora more suitable to the Florida Everglades than to contemporary California. The High Siskiyou Forest is a remnant of a much lusher past. Several species that once grew throughout the West now survive only in the Klamasiskiyou. Today, I take a walk in this forest through an evolved landscape, one that is old and wise. It is here, for the first time, that I feel understood. The waters run clear and cold here. The rivers are wild, weaving a sinuous path through the canyons, bringing life to the mountains. The salmon still swim up from the ocean and whisper a story to us of our past. Today, I dangle my feet with baby coho salmon, and my body gently moves around adult chinook, returning to spawn and die. We were once in the water, too, and our story is not unlike that of the salmon. I am climbing over rocks and boulders that were once beneath the sea. Time and heat gave rise to these bizarre communities of rock, flora, and fauna, offering a place where one encounters the unexpected. To this day, we have no accurate geologic maps of the Klamasiskiyou because its complexity is not fully understood. These are not the wet ecosystems of the mighty Cascade Range. The Klamasiskiyou is a special place, a rare and unique place, where the ocean meets the desert and the Sierra meets the Cascades. This collision of ecosystems through time and space have evolved into rugged terrain, where the mysterious and wild still roam free. On my walk this morning, I found one of the various plants that cannot be found anywhere else in the world, but here. Ground cone flowers spring out from the soil of these old-growth forests. They get their nutrition from the earth, as do you and I. These are the critters that bridge between water and earth. Earth and air. These flowers are so old that they once lived on islands floating in the Pacific Ocean, and now you can only find Chalmeopsis leachiana in the Siskiyou Mountains. The botanical diversity of this place stretches my imagination. These darlingtonia eat insects to survive. This landscape is a refugia for the wild and mysterious. I follow in the footsteps of wolves that used to run wild here. They were driven out more than 100 years ago, and I can hear them crying to return home. The Siskiyous are so wild, people estimate it is one of the few places in America where wolves could make it home again. Listen for their cry. They may return someday. An owl feather fell from the sky when I was walking through this forest. It graced my cheek, and it asked me for help. Here, in the most diverse conifer forest in the world, I can find 17 different conifer species in 1 square mile. The Port Orford cedar still lives here, a conifer found nowhere else in the world. Their needles are like fine lace that tickle my skin. There is always something new to be discovered in this forest. In these forests with lots of snow, and the forests with little snow, and the forests with no snow at all. In each of these places, webs of life flourish in their unique habitat. This landscape was born with fire as its sibling. This element has contributed to the land's diversity. Fires have run this land for tens of thousands of years, evolving alongside the plants and animals. Just as the salmon need water, some life need fire. The knobcone pine is only able to reproduce after a fire. The flames burn their cones and open them up. This is the regeneration of life. When I close my eyes, I can see the weathered hands of a Native American elder weaving beargrass fibers harvested after last year's fire. The big wild forest defies the intellect because of the deep interconnectedness of life within it. Old growth and native forests are complex systems we have yet to fully understand. The old trees have underground relationships with fungus, and I sense it. Soil invertebrates make space for oxygen, and I breathe it. High canopy-dwelling mammals fly from treetop to treetop, providing owls with food, and I can see it. And the salmon bring back nutrients from the sea to fertilize the forest floor, and I can taste it. This remote area is an ecological treasure, and I feel protective of its freedom. The mysteries kept in wild forests are hidden pockets of life. The wolverine is an elusive creature that lives deep in the forest, rarely seen by others. The folklore of Sasquatch or Bigfoot came from these rugged mountains. The timelessness of unbroken landscapes offers us a window to the past. I wonder sometimes if Sasquatch is hiding, sitting beneath the forest canopy, watching the chaos of modern life. Every place on Earth contains a treasury of evolutionary stories in its living animals and plants. For each is populated by a continuum of organisms that mimics the entire history of life. The Klamasiski Mountains are an exceptionally rich storehouse of these evolutionary stories. One of the rare places where past and present have not yet been severed as sharply as in most of North America. This complex of wildlands is a place where we can step back into time and witness the raw beauty of the earth. As I leave the forest, I am intoxicated by the sweet smell of azaleas. My legs are tickled by delicate ferns, and I am reminded that I am part of a much larger whole, a story that goes back millions of years. It is here, in this forest, that I find my home.